He must have had a lot of ambition, an emission on a mission. He must have been a real good swimmer to beat out all the competition. And just like Rocky Balboa, you whooped all the other spermatozoa. And it's a good thing it all worked out that way, or you wouldn't be able to be here to hear us sing today. We're really, really glad that you were born. You know it's wonderful to hear that you survived another year. You like the great big box of buttered popcorn. You know we really, really love you. We just can't get enough of you. We celebrate this oh so special day. You know you must have looked so cute in your birthday suit. The doctor took one look and said, oy vey. You must have made your mama shout the moment you popped out. And no sooner than you let out your first cry, they could tell that you were blessed and destined for success. And even though that last line was a lie, still they thought you were kind of sweet. So in the end they decided to keep you. We're really, really glad that you were born. You're really quite unique, can't help but pinch you on the cheek. Like the mythological unicorn, there's nobody quite like you. That's why we really, really like you. So blow out all the candles on your cake. Enjoy a great big plateful, and remember to be grateful, 'cause even though you were most likely a mistake, somehow you made it through, and that's how we got you. But remember, even though you're 1 year older, despite all the things you did, you're still just a kid. So if you ever need a shoulder to cry on, we'd be happy to be of assistance, except for, you know, social distancing. We're really, really glad that you were born. You really ought to give thanks that your dad wasn't shooting blanks. So ring that bell and toot your horn. Dance around and jump and shout, and don't forget to thank your mom for pushing you out.
That's Dean Friedman with a bit of an irreverent birthday song, to say the least, but a fun one from his new album, American Lullaby. Craig, thank you for the kind words. And we have a lot of birthdays today. Coming up on November 24th, I want to mention this one first because it was just sent in to us. Lisa Korkowski, happy birthday to you. She is turning 41 on the 24th of November in Okinawa, along with husband Phil, although he is currently on assignment in Hawaii, and children James, Jude, Seth, and Cora. John and Addie and all of us wish you a happy birthday, Lisa. Today we have Innes of Squirrel Hill from Marin and Keelan. Millie from your family. Tomorrow, happy birthday to Mary Kate of Squirrel Hill. Taylor of Charlotte, North Carolina. Kara of Butler from your family. Arit of Morningside. Gabe from Mom and Dad and Simon. Christina of Steubenville. And Franny and Ray of Mars, Pennsylvania, have an anniversary on the 21st. Turning to November 22nd, Melanie from John and son Henry. Chris Bub Murphy of Freedom, Pennsylvania, from wife Becky and your family. Brian of Mount Lebanon. Laura from Brian and Christian of Allison Park on Tuesday, November 23rd. We have Tom of Mount Washington. Tony of Fairfax Station, Virginia. Hi, Shelley, and I hope Michaela's doing well. Barb of Aspenwall's dad. We always honor his birthday. It's on November 23rd. And Eleanor of Carrick also celebrates on November 23rd as well. A very happy birthday to you on the 24th. We mentioned Lisa just a few moments ago. James, Jude, Seth, Cora, all in Okinawa. Phil is on assignment in Hawaii, and John and Addie wish you a very happy 41st coming up on the 24th. You share your birthday with Andrew of Cranberry, Mary of Knox, Trent of West Jefferson, Abigail of Plum, and Drew of the North Hills, as well as Rosie of Dormont, Marcus of McKeesport, Clementine of McMurray, Mary of Springdale, and Tom and Carol Norlach. Happy anniversary. Wow, to the two of you. It seems like just yesterday. Their 37th anniversary is on the 24th. On the 25th, we have Abigail of Westview, Judd from Mom and Dad, and Delia. Todd Burge, happy birthday to you. Emma of Forest Hills, Gary of North Versailles, Marlana of Dormont. Ken of Katanning from the King family, Linda of Collier. Happy birthday to you, Linda. From the other half of the dynamic duo, Fred. Fred wrote us early this morning wanting us to wish the better half of the dynamic duo a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Linda, on the 25th. Carlotta of Verona. Also, Jean from Mercedes. Hannah. Emil, our neighbor from Pam. Mischief, Mayhem, and Cleo. And us, Samuel of Allison Park. And finally, on the 26th, we have Laura of Valencia, Alice of Greenfield, Carlo of Elwood City, Tom of Dormont, Uriah of Morningside, and Stephen Wichina of Quinessing from Robin and Dave and Sister Merritt. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and streaming services like TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and SLBRadio.org.
Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
I'm Anita Verghese, and I'm based in India. I work out of a nonprofit called Keystone Foundation, which is based in the southern part of India. And I'm doing my PhD currently at the University of Hawaii at the Department of Botany. I study the interactions between people and plants. I wanted to talk about the wild pepper, or the black pepper as we know it. Black pepper, I think, is used all over the world and it's really popular. A lot of people like the flavor of black pepper. It's a spice that India is famous for, and I see it in the supermarkets here in the United States. It grows as a slender vine. It grows up on trees. Pepper is consumed in a dry form. It has to be dried, and that's when it becomes a spice. But the really cool thing that I learned about pepper is before it gets dried and packaged and sold and reaches our tables like we're used to as black pepper, you can pick them off the vine when they're green. And people in some parts of where I live pickle that in brine, so it's softer and it gives an especially interesting flavor to the food. And it's a little bit more spicier than the black pepper, actually. My earliest memories of pepper is from having to eat it like a medicine whenever we had a cold or a cough. And it was given to us with like a spoon of honey with two or three peppercorns crushed and mixed with the honey. And we would just eat a spoonful of that. I think that connection with plants and herbs is something that's very much a part of me.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.
Look for the Herbs in Action podcast wherever you look for podcasts.
Well, I don't need no vitamins or tonics, or hormones off some monkey in the trees. I don't need no high or low colonics, or jelly from royal honeybees. I got to get me some Z's. Well, I don't need no Turkish bath or sauna. I don't want no pills from no MDs. I could stay awake, but I don't wanna, 'cause I'd be walking around on my knees. I got to get me some Z's. I'm talking about Z's. To zipper up those raveled sleeves of care. Z's. To mend a mind in disrepair. Well, I don't need no heavy conversation. Ain't got wind enough to shoot the breeze. I don't need no free association with some Beverly Hills Viennese. I got to get me some Z's. Now I can dig exactly where my head's at. I can diagnose my own disease. Just lock me up and leave me where my bed's at, with a sign that says, go away, please. This man is getting some Z's. I peek in the mirror, my face is frozen, like a man who's dying by degrees. Looks as if my eyes are almost closing. I'm beginning to look Japanese. I better get me some Z's. I'm talking about Z's. Zipper up those raveled sleeves of care. Z's. To mend a mind in disrepair. I don't want no whiskey or no highballs. I don't need no headaches or DTs. I'll dig these satchels underneath my eyeballs. Now if I'm going to get rid of these, I better get me some Z's. I better get me some Z's. I better get me some Z's. Good night.
There you've got Dave Frischberg on the Saturday Light Brigade. Let's give you a chance to call us or text us. Join us on or off the air. We're going to play Guess Who with you. And we will do so shortly.
The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Thursday to Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing, and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
Last week's features with Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, Steel City Shakespeare Center. They were really thinking when they named that, weren't they? The Steel City Shakespeare Center, in terms of making a tongue twister. Youth Academy Fall Showcase, Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse, Bach Choir of Pittsburgh, Point Park University animators Alwyn Holder and Brooke Doran, youth poet Tikau Opuku Dakwa, and singer-songwriter Ethan Tucker are now available at neighborhoodvoices.org. We hope you'll stop by. Michael, good morning. I will write back to you too, but I'm really glad you enjoyed the song Too Much Stuff. Dean Friedman is his name, and he will be thrilled to know that you liked that song. Dean Friedman. And Dean Friedman had a big hit in the 70s with a song called Ariel. Ariel, and that's him with a brand new album. And I'll send you information on that as soon as I get a chance to. Thanks for listening, Michael. Now, let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge as we play Guess Who. I'm about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living, somebody no longer living. Maybe it's somebody from the world of music, sports, theater, film, literature, history. No matter who it is, we think it probably is somebody you've heard of. And today's initials are H-T. H-T. That's H as in Harmerville. And T as in Tarentum. That makes for a really short commute. H-T. H-T. You may guess as many times as you would like to, and I will do my best to keep you informed as to the incorrect guesses that come in. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. H-T. H-T. It's not Harry Truman. Great guess. Nor is it Harriet Tubman. 412-200-5975. Let's hear from you as we play Guess Who. Good luck. Red beans and rice combo now.
We're gonna have a supper. We'll eat some food that's rare.
And at the head of the table, we'll place Brother Henry's chair.
Invite all the local big dogs. We'll laugh and talk and eat.
But we'll save the bones for Henry Jones. Cause Henry don't eat no meat. Today I'll go to market, buy up a lot of fish.
Well, that will thrill Brother Henry. Fish is his special dish.
Get a large can of molasses.
Have something really sweet.
And we'll save the bones for Henry Jones. Cause Henry don't eat no meat.
Henry is not a drinker. He rarely takes a nip.
He don't need a napkin. Cause the things he eats don't drip.
Blip.
One day we had a banquet. It really was a bake.
They started off with short ribs and finished up.
But when the feast was over,
Brother Henry just kept his seat.
And we served the bones to Henry Jones, cause Henry don't eat no meat.
Thank you.
banquet was most proper, right down to demi-tasse.
From soup to lox and bagels and pheasant under glass.
Class, we thought the chops were mellow.
He said his chops were beat.
And we serve the bones to Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat. He's an egg man. Henry don't eat no meat. He likes some sushi. Henry don't eat no meat. A pescatarian. Henry, coming, mother. Soup's on.
There you've got red beans and rice combo. And we are playing Guess Who with the initials H.T. Larry in Elwood City got the correct answer. John and Carrick has a guess of Henry David Thoreau. A great guess, but not him. And that guess also coming in from Bill just moments later. Nick in New York City has a guess of Harry Truman, as does Ty in Squirrel Hill, who also guessed Harriet Tubman. Mike and Mars has those same two as well. Gabe of Highland Park, how nice to hear from you. yes, Harriet Tubman, Harry Truman, and Happy Thanksgiving. I wonder if I was thinking that when coming up with the initials for today. Pappy Dog is out in New Concord, Ohio. Also a guest of Harry Truman. And there are more guesses coming in. Let me find them. I know I'm missing some here.
No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams.
Henry Travers from John and Carrick. Tom and McCandless has Helen of Troy. Henry David Thoreau, Harriet Tubman, Harry Truman, and Harry Thaw. That's when I'm going to look up. Huh. Harry Thaw is a Pittsburgher, the son of a coal and railroad baron, William Thaw.
All right, boys, let's go.
Notable for shooting an architect named Stanford White. I had no idea. Not that person, though, Harry Thaw. That would be an interesting one. Linda, the birthday half of the dynamic duo, has Harriet Tubman and Harry Truman. And Hound Dog Taylor, that's a great guess. A blues singer from Chicago, guessed by Pappy Dog. And Jim in Crafton Heights, you have also got the correct answer. 412-200-5975. I'm surprised there aren't as many HTs being guessed. A lot of Harriet Tubman's. And Harry Truman's. This person's first name is not particularly common. His last name is relatively common. And he actually shares a middle initial with Harry Truman. 1-2-200-5975. Henry Thomas, guest by Mike and Mars. Happy Trom. John and Carrick, that is a great guess. It's not Happy Trom. Great musician. We'll leave it open for a little bit longer. 412-200-5975. We mentioned to you that the person shares a middle initial with Harry Truman, the initials HT. We are looking for 412-200-5975. Mark Schatz and Brian McDowell now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Down the street the dogs are barking, the day is getting dark. As the night comes in a falling, the dogs will lose their bark. And the silent night is shattered by the thoughts inside my mind. Being one too many mornings in a thousand miles behind. From the crossroads of my doorstep, my eyes start to fade. And I turn my head back to the room where my love and I have laid. Gaze back to the street, the sidewalk, and the sign. Being one too many mornings and a thousand miles behind. This hungry feeling that don't mean no one no good. When everything I'm saying, you can say it just as good. You are right from your side, and I'm right from mine. We're both one too many mornings and a thousand miles behind.
One Too Many Mornings, Mark Schatz and Brian McDowell from an album called Grit and Polish, released earlier this year. I was listening so carefully to that song, I almost forgot that it was going to be time for me to say hello to you when it was done. Nice voice. 412-200-5975. Haley Taylor and Howard Tate just guessed. This coming in from John. I need to find out who Haley Taylor is. Singer, songwriter, actress, painter, and director. John's a good player. Mike and Mars mentioned Henry Thomas. That is one I also need to look up. When I don't know them, they're almost always actors. Oh, he was in E.T. Wow. So another actor. And Jim is going to join us with the correct answer in a moment. I should point out, Alan mentioned this, I talked about the shared middle initial. Technically, Harry Truman had a middle letter. it didn't really stand for anything. It was just a letter he used. So they share the same monogram, I suppose, but it's not really an initial that stood for anything. Good morning to Jim, who is in the Heights of Crafton today.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Did you know that about Harry Truman?
I did not.
The S was, he apparently had no middle name, and he wanted to have a middle initial, so he just said, I'll use S, and put it there.
Yeah.
Now,
you throw in a middle initial, does sound more presidential.
Right, and we all can't be, you know, Lyndon Johnson, where, you know, the whole extended family can hand down their monogrammed clothing with LBJ. He had great initial organization, you know, monogram organization. Made his Land's End orders really easy. Made it very, very easy. You know, nobody knew whose towel was whose in the Johnson family.
Right. There was no his and hers.
No, just LBJs and LBJs. He probably used a towel, I would imagine. You came up with it. Who is it that we're looking for?
Hunter S. Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson, indeed.
The gonzo journalist.
Yes, indeed. Rolling Stone columnist and the gonzo journalist, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. And he profiled Hell's Angels, among others. He was an amazing guy. What are you doing there? It sounds like... You're not laying cement.
No, I'm not raking leaves either.
No, this is like my own Soundhound.
I'm shredding potatoes.
Oh, very nice. We're having hash browns this morning. Yes. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like it. Be careful. Are you using one of those metal square grater things?
You know it.
Yeah, I thought so.
We're doing it old school.
I'm a good player. Well done with Hunter S. Thompson. And here's hoping you have a good day.
Yeah, I just want to say, we just saw a movie this summer. I think it was called Fear and Loathing in Aspen.
Huh.
And it was a kind of like a fictionalized story about Hunter Thompson's campaign for the sheriff of Aspen.
Oh,
back
yes.
In the early 70s.
Interesting.
And how they came close to winning.
Very interesting. Yeah, he ran for sheriff, and he did come close. I remember reading mm-hmm. about that. So it's called Fear and Loathing in Aspen.
I do believe that. Yes, I believe that was the title.
I'll have to look for
that. We never
that.
Even heard of it. We were on vacation and found ourselves up in Meadville, just kind of like, what to do? And that was showing at the local theater. So we said, oh, let's go check that out. It was quite interesting.
Excellent. I've been reading a lot. Gosh, I think Jan Wenner from Rolling Stone wrote a profile of Hunter S. Thompson, but just talking about how much care and feeding he needed from the staff.
Oh, yes.
Really interesting article. Quite a lot of output from him. Well, thanks, Jim. Happy shredding.
Thank you.
Talk
to you later.
We'll send you over to whatever is left of Enron when time allows. take care.
Sounds good. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, congratulations to Jeff in State College, Pennsylvania. Jeff, so nice to have you listening and participating. He also knew Hunter S. Thompson. Stu and McCandless got it, and I'm glad you enjoyed hearing the Hoosier Hot Shots. They were playing in the background. And he mentioned he loved that as a 78 when he was a kid. Craig in Macon, Georgia also knew Hunter S. Thompson, as did Ty in Squirrel Hill. Jim in Crafton Heights, you just heard from, knew it. And Larry in Elwood City. I knew there was one more. Larry got it right away. More fun to come at the Saturday Light Brigade. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio. Tom Mintz and Mason Via. I'm gonna be a wheel someday. Ricky just handed me an old Saturday Light Brigade script. My gosh, November 24th, 2001?
Where am I?
Ricky likes to look back into our past. We were talking about changing movie titles into Thanksgiving-themed movies. For example, To Kill a Walking Bird. My Best Friend's Dressing. The Fabulous Baster Boys. And my favorite, I think, Casserola Blanca.
Talking about our anonymous guest who is sitting beside us. He's on
When Harry Met Salad.
I hope you no longer run.
And then there's Bang the Drumstick Slowly.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pair.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
All the President's Menu. Silence of the Yams. There's a reason we keep these things in the file, Ricky. 12 Hungry Men. The Texas Coleslaw Massacre. for the love of the game, hen, and the wing and the eye. Well, you certainly can call if you would like to make a Thanksgiving-themed movie. But I'm also curious if you've ever spent Thanksgiving in an unusual place or under unusual circumstances. I've told you this story before, and I don't want to embellish it too much, but there was a Thanksgiving that my brothers David and Richard and my parents and I spent at my Aunt Dorothy's. And Aunt Dorothy, my mom's sister, was kind of an alternative person that prided herself on being very different than most folks. And she decided that leftover meatball stew would be what we ate Thanksgiving night. And my dad, now that I think about it, was really unhappy about that. I think not only because it wasn't what you traditionally would expect for Thanksgiving, but because it was leftover food and it really wasn't very good. And I can remember, like it was yesterday, being in this Georgetown townhouse in Washington. And we sort of ate and did our stuff. And then my dad took us to what was kind of a D.C. area Eaton Park chain, which might still exist. It was called Hot Shops. Ricky, I think you had a Hot Shops in Beaver growing up. Maybe? No? But it was called Hot Shops. It was sort of like an Elby's or an Eden Park, and they were open, and we all had hot turkey sandwiches, and we're very happy with that. And in retrospect, I think, well, my dad certainly did it for me and the boys, as my brothers were called, giving me lots of worry growing up, but that's another story. They were always the boys. Then I was born, and my parents would talk about the boys and Larry, and I would say, aren't I one of them too? I think while my dad did that for the kids, he also really wanted turkey as well. But that was the Thanksgiving we spent in Hot Shops in, I think it was Rockville, Maryland. Did you ever end up spending Thanksgiving stranded or maybe in a place you didn't expect to be? Ricky might be thinking about the time she and I went to Thanksgiving at a resort in West Virginia with a buffet. Do you remember this? And we arrived there. Never arrive at a buffet 20 minutes before closing, or any restaurant 20 minutes before closing. There were remarkable pans of, you know, pudding has skins on it. You never realize that just about any food can have like a hard, crusty surface on it if it's left to sit out for a while. I think that was Thanksgiving, wasn't it? Ricky's slowly nodding her head. 412-200-5975. Jim took us up on our movie idea. He came up with the right stuffing. And the turkey of Pelham 123. Have you ever spent Thanksgiving in an unusual place or under unusual circumstances? We'd love to hear from you. Also, I want to share some more of the Thanksgiving stories and thoughts collected by students from students at Manchester Academic Charter School, like this one.
My name is Brianna. I'm 13 years old, and I'm in 7th grade at Manchester Academic Charter School in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm thankful for everyone in my life. I am thankful for my aunt because she helps take care of me and always makes sure I look presentable before leaving the house. I am thankful for her because she always does my hair so I don't have to pay to get my hair done at the salon. I am also thankful for my grandma because she helped take care of me before I started living with my aunt. My aunt makes sure I don't feel left out of things. I'm also thankful for my real friends. Well, I'm thankful for them because they make me laugh even on bad days. I'm thankful for my cousin Raylan because I'm very close to her and we have a bond like sisters. I'm thankful for everyone in my life because if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't be here.
Hello, my name is D'Angelo. I'm 12 years old and I'm in the 7th grade at Manchester Academic Charter School in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I am thankful for my life and my family because if I didn't have this life, I wouldn't have my family, and I'm very thankful for my family and my life. I also have a fun family and a lot of stuff to do in my free time, and my family is full of nice and caring people. Shout out to my dad for always like being there for me in rough times, and for my mom too. I thank my grandma for always making some nice food, and I thank my great-granddad for always picking me up from the elementary school.
Pappy just sent us a note suggesting the movie American Pumpkin Pie. And Nick is in Indiana. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Good. Good to hear your voice this morning. And happy Thanksgiving. You had some movie ideas, Ricky said.
Yeah, thank you. And happy Thanksgiving to you and Ricky. Yeah, I had a couple of movie ideas. So I came up with Snow White and the Seven Course Dinner. And I came up with Old Yeller Stuffing.
It has got a yeller.
Yeah. And I've got one more for you. It's
okay.
A Clint Eastwood classic. It's For a Few Dollops More.
I like it. They're wonderful.
I'm glad I could make you laugh.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for being with us, Nick.
Oh, thanks for the show. I enjoy it.
Thanks. A few more coming in. Pappy of Few Good Hens. Oh, Jim's got the perfect one. It's a visual. It works verbally, too. You know the movie MASH. He's suggesting the movie MASHED. M asterisk, A asterisk, S-H, you got it. And Tom and McCandless writes that, this is from 1999, December 2nd, 1999, the last Hot Shops shuttered its doors, and it was part of the Marriott Corporation and was a chain for 72 years. This from the Washington Post. Thank you, Tom. Nate's dad is listening in Grove City, and I'm glad you are here with us and able to do so. He had to kill a turkey bird. If you have a movie title that you want to re-engineer for Thanksgiving, we would love to hear your idea. 412-200-5975. Noah and Ross has One Flew Over the Turkey Breast. You're better at coming up with these than I am. Four, 1-2-200-5975. If you would like to share with us a particular movie title re-engineered for Thanksgiving, or perhaps you would like to share with us an unusual place where you spent Thanksgiving, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. This is John McCutcheon at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. On the edge of season here in late November, autumn nearly over and winter in the air, we have good reason to pause and remember the blessings that we share. We are thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. Let us remember those gone before us, the ones with brain and strength and might. Showed us the way, laid it before us, turned the darkness into light. Thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. Let us imagine those still in waiting, the ones who look so open-eyed, those who one day rise before us strong and proud, prepared to guide. Thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together Thanksgiving Day. May the way that we treat others be the measure of our worth. May our memory be a blessing on the future of this earth. Thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together Thanksgiving Day. We are thankful for the food, thankful for the company, thankful for the things that we do and say. Thankful for the friends, thankful for the family, glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day. We are glad to be together on Thanksgiving Day.
My name is Tyler. I'm 12 years old. I'm in the 7th grade. I'm thankful for my family because they were the ones who cared for me. They loved me, and they put a roof over my head, and they cooked me some delicious Thanksgiving food. Mom, thank you for taking care of me, and Dad, thank you for helping me with my sports. My grandma, thank you for always being there for me. She always watches me, my football games, be there for my basketball games, and whatever I need, she'll get it for me.
My name is Preacher. I'm 12 years old. I'm in 7th grade at Manchester Academic Charter School in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm thankful for my family, my home, my friends. Without them, I would be bored, alone, and homeless.
My name is Brooklyn B. I'm 11 and a half years old, and I'm in 6th grade at Manchester Academic Charter School in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I am thankful for my mom, friends, and family because they're the only ones I really have, and whenever I'm feeling down, my mom or my friends will be there for me. I'm thankful for my life as well because there's a lot of hard things to deal with as a pre-teenager. And I want to shout out my mom because she's been there for me for 11 years, and I love her for that. She also makes sure that we have a roof over our heads, and that's why I'm thankful. This is Brooklyn B. signing off.
Jam in Crafton Heights offers a Thanksgiving movie called 50 Shades of Gravy. And Jeff. After you're finished eating, not Ghostbusters, but Beltbusters. Which also, he came up with a marketing campaign for his movie, too. Who you gonna call? Alka-Seltzer. And here's one. I don't recognize you or your number ending in 73. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte becomes hush, hush, sweet potato pie. Excellent. 412-200-5975. And here's another one. The first time you text us, it helps if you could please include your name and where you're from, and then we'll remember. Sydney Poitier, and guess what we're having for dinner? Thank you for sending that to us. I think that gets us up to date with movie titles. Oh, here's one from Nate's parents. Gettysburg. And the Dirty Dozen Dishes. Shanghai, Legend of the Ten Napkin Rings. From Allen in Squirrel Hill. 412-200-5975 if you want to share a movie title re-engineered for Thanksgiving. Marketing is everything, so they say. I think I still like 12 Hungry Men.
Hello, my name is Lindsay. I'm 12 years old and I'm in 7th grade at Manchester Academic Charter School, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I am thankful for my family because when I'm feeling down, they always cheer me up. They are very nice. One time I had a bad day and they gave me a milkshake. Sometimes they be bugging, but at the end of the day, they are amazing and I would hate to see them get hurt.
My name is Dion. I'm 11 years old, and I'm in 6th grade at Manchester Academic Charter School in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm thankful for my life and experiences because I love my life. When it's my birthday, we go places that are super fun. I love those experiences because on my 11th birthday, we went to Cedar Point and rode a ton of roller coasters. My favorite was the Gatekeeper. I love my life because it's super fun, and my mom, dad, and grandma give me lots of things to remember, and they teach me a lot of things to remember.
My name is Sakaya. I'm 11 years old, and I'm in 6th grade at Manchester Academic Charter School in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I am thankful for my family because my mother takes care of me, and I know that without her, I would have no one like her to take care of me. Another thing I am thankful for is my friends, because I like having people to talk to. And the last thing I'm thankful for is my life, because without it, I would not exist. So remember, when you are feeling down, you would not be here if you were not born.
Larry in Elwood City has the great after-dinner movie, or maybe even one you watch while preparing things. It's called The Gizzard of Oz. Or maybe The Giblets of Oz.
You know the chorus of this song, just please sing along. It's so easy to dream of the days gone by. It's a hard thing to think of the times to come. But the grace to accept every moment as a gift is a gift that is given to some. What can you do with your days but work and hope? Let your dreams bind your work to your play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away. There are sorrows enough for the whole world's end. There are no guarantees but the grave. But the lives that we live and the time that we spend are a treasure too precious to save. What can you do with your days but work and hope? Let your dreams bind your work to your play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away. As it was, so it is, as it is, shall it be, and it shall be, while lips that kiss have breath. Many waters indeed only nurture love's seed, and its flower overshadows the power of death. What can you do with your days but work and hope? Let your dreams bind your work to your play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away. What can you do days but work and hope? Let your dreams bind your work to your play. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away.
Bob Franke. With Thanksgiving Eve, a favorite of his. And there are a few more to share. The Rock could become Plymouth Rock. John and Carrick mentions Close Encounters of the Drumstick kind. Bill has a great one. Rumple Turkey Skin. Jim has L-Tryptophan to Bountiful. And Mike has perhaps the most efficient of them. He just adds an E to Life of Pi.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Pappy Dog wants to be sure we honor John Glenn since he's in New Concord with all the right stuffing. And I'll add, I know what you ate last winter. Coming up, more fun on our Youth Express segment. You're going to hear some teens talking about educators and the supports they would like to have. We also have another poet. And then in our 11 o'clock hour today, live local music. And I'm pulling up my paperwork here to get this exactly right. Pennsylvania Dutch-inspired folk jazz with the artist known as Distel Fink. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21 Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, Radio Phoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, and SLBRadio.org. /radio.
Out of date, out of style. Sounds as if it's been around a while. There's no excuse. It's just a useless waltz. Play it soft. Play it loud. This is never going to draw a crowd. Why introduce another useless waltz? Will it sell? Could maybe some payola hype it off the ground? Who can tell? It could become tomorrow's standard disco sound. So play it once and then once more. Figure out what we can use it for, but what's the use? It's still a useless waltz. Payola, hype it off the ground. Who can tell? It may become tomorrow's standard disco sound. So we'll take it up a half a tone, an overdubbed electric valve trombone. It's well produced.